Yeah, now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, if we learn like this, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, what's going to be Avodah's Kechovim Shenishtabru Me'aleho? Let's say a Goy owns an Avodah Zarah. The law reads, if the Goy himself is Mavatl, if they break it or do something to it, it becomes Mutta Bahano. If a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, it remains also Bahano. But if a Goy owns it, so does Yeshla Bittel. If he breaks it, like he shows us, he doesn't mean to worship it anymore, because Mutta Bahano. Here the Shal, what's going to be Avodah's Kechovim Shenishtabru Me'aleho? Let's say it broke by itself. The Goy did not break it, but it broke by itself. What's the law? Does it become Mutta Bahano or not? That's the Machlokes. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Asur. It still remains also Bahano, since the Goy was not Mavatlet B'Yodayim, so therefore it doesn't help, or at least didn't do Beferish. Rashi says, or we'll see tomorrow, yeah, Rosh Lakish Shama Mutta. Rosh Lakish says, no, it becomes Mutta. What's the Machlokes? Rabbi Yechonon Amar Asur, the Loi Bitlo Oyvi Kechavim. The Goy was not Mavatlet the Avodah Zarah, therefore it remains also Bahano. Rashi says, he didn't speak it out. So even maybe believe what he was, like Usun Sivashokas Osvaro, the Rashi's learning is, Rabbi Yechon holds, if you don't speak it out, it's no good. We always have to be choshish, maybe the Goy was not Mavatl the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's still Asura. But Rosh Lakish Shama no Muteris, it becomes Muta. Why? Because the Meim Roma, any Goy should say to himself like this, he gufo loy metzolo. If this Avodah Zarah cannot take care of itself, so l'didi matzoluli, could it protect me? So for sure, once the Avodah Zarah gets ruined, a Goy gives up hope on it. That's the Svara Shlokas says, that for sure the Goy was Mavatlit, even though it was only done B'liboy. Rashi says B'liboy. So it could be maybe that's the Machlokas. Shlokas says, if you can always, you have to be Mavatlit Pepeh. And Shlokas says, no, it's not a bit of belief. Or else it could be it's Machlokas and this Svara itself. And Rav Yechon Agazin says, we don't know for sure the Goy was Mavatlet. But according to such a Machlokas, Rav Yechon said, the still remains also Bano, and according to Rosh Lakish, the Avodah Zarah that broke by itself becomes Mutta Bano. So Rosh Lakish, if so, Eisra have a question. Eisra Rosh Lakish to Rav Yechon. Rosh Lakish asks a question of Rav Yechon for now Mishnah. It says, now Mishnah, Hakan Shabro Shilun. If you have this nest that's on top of the tree, Shal Hegdish. If it's a Hegdish, take a tree, so the nest on top. So Hakan Shabro Shilun Shal Hegdish. So the Mishnah says, Ein Nenin V'Loi Moilin. You know I have a nor from it. It has an Isser Hanor. You know I have a nor from it. But there's no Isser Mila Midiraisa. So this nest that you find on top of the Hegdish, take a tree, it's Takosa to have a nor, but it's Mutta Midiraisa. What about Shabbat Sheira? So still in the Mishnah, if you have this nest that's on top of the tree of an Avodah Zarah, take a tree in Asheira. So Yat is Pekona. You're allowed to knock it down with a stick and have a nor from it. You're allowed to use it. It's Mutta Bano. So now, Lav, isn't the Mishnah talking about Loi D-I-C-H? No. So the Chura question, the question is, he must say, my love isn't the case talking about, skip line here, my love isn't we're talking about the Itba Migufa, that these branches that the birds made the nest from was from the branches of the Atzei Asher itself. So it fitted like it broke off by itself. So the Goy didn't break it off, the bird broke it off. But it should be like it broke off by itself. Ogatani, the Mishnah says, Yat is Bakona, that you're allowed to knock it down with a stick and have a nor from it. So who you see like Rosh Lakish, that these branches that were broken off the Atzei Asherah, it's like came off by itself and still it's Mutta Bano, you're allowed to have a nor from the nest itself. Even though the nest itself came from the wood that was broken off from the Atzei Asherah. So who should be a kash from Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, since the Goy was not Mavatlet Beferish, it should still remain also Bano. Tomorrow says loy, could be that the Rabbi Yechon, that's not Pshah in the Mishnah. Loy. The Mishnah means, the Asi Eitza Miyama. The Mishnah is talking about that the birds, the way they made the nest, not that they pulled off the branches from the Asi Asher itself, but they brought branches, they brought it here from other trees. And therefore that's why the nest is Mutta. The nest is Mutta because it was made from other wood, not wood of Asherah. Therefore it's only not allowed to climb up the tree to bring it down. You can't have a gnaw from the tree itself. But the mice, it's Mutta Bahano. The nest itself is Mutta. So now the question, if that's the Pshan the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yechman, then Yochi, if so, my shall Hegdish ain't nenin v'yei Merlin. If so, how come a Hegdish, you can't have a nor? Why should it be also Bahano? Like if the branches were brought from other trees, so should be Mutta Bahano also by Hegdish. Why should it be also Bahano? Bishlam, if the trees came broken off from Hegdish itself, has good white sauce of Banoah. But if you tell me now the birds made a brood from other places, why should it even be Yasa Banoah? Samara says, let's big shell how it goes here exactly, but our gisser is, Ela Bigidulin Haboyin Liacha Mikan. It could let this know, we're talking about now that these branches came off the tree itself. Enochanami, these branches came off the tree. The bird made the nest from branches that came off the tree. But we're talking about now, first you were Maktish a tree, and then from what grew out of the tree later, from those branches that grew later, that's what the birds made the nest from. Ela Bigidulim Haboyin Liacha Mikan. That what grew out of the tree after you were Maktish it. Uksava Mishnah holds, a molem bigedulim, that there's no isimila on what grows out of Hegdish by itself. What you're makdish the tree, all the wood that's there, there'd be an isimila to have a no from it. But here we're talking about the branches that grew after you were makdish it. So what grew by itself later, that we had before in the Mishnah Tanakam holds, there's no isimila. So it's talk also to have a no from it, could be midiraisa, just there's no isimila. So that's pshah in the Mishnah. So we're talking about this svara also like this. We're talking about now branches that came off the tree itself. Because these sakotaitach, if you can tell me a thing, these sakotaitach, the yasimiyamo, we're talking about now branches that were brought from other trees. The bird just brought branches, brought twigs here, from other trees to make the nest. And so, amayatis bekona. What does it say in the Mishnah even by the Yatzi Asherah? That you have to knock it off with a kono. Lishkol and Mishkol, you should be able to go and take it for your daim. Why can't you go and take it? So, since you can't take it yourself, Mashma's talking about the branches that were broken off from the tree itself. So therefore, it's good why the Hegdish it's also, and that's why this was good, why by this, there. So, who what Shreya Quintus Gerser is, so what's Taka the Pshat? So, why Taka by the Atzei Asherah then is a Mutabano? Because it should still be a kasha contra Rabbi Yochanan. If we're talking about now these branches were taken off from the tree itself of the Yatzei Asherah, the Chur according to Rabbi Yochanan doesn't become Mutar Bano, it should be Yasa Bano. So this the Chur, this is the way Rosh Lakish learns in the Mishnah. So Chur according to this Girsa, there's a Rai out to Rosh Lakish, there'll still be a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rosh Lakish, the Mishnah is good. So we're talking about now, not that they brought branches from other places, but they took the branches off from the tree itself. And therefore, by the Hegdish, it's Mutter, because we're talking about the branches that grew later. So that's Gedulin, that has no Isamila. And the reason why, by the Atzasher, it's Mutter, that's what Yes, Rosh Lakish is Svara. That Rosh Lakish holds that what breaks off, even by itself, becomes Mutter Bano, because the guy is like believed by Mavatlet. So according to Rosh Lakish, is good, the Mishnah. But go to Kasha, how would Rabbi Yechanan learn? So my answer is like this. Omer Rabavu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. That Liyolim, we're talking about now, the Yaisim Yalma. Could be no. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's what we're talking about, that the twigs came from other places, not from the Yatzei Asherah itself. If so, Umay Yatis then, so what does the Mishnah mean to say Yatis? Or else, really, the Bach takes out this Girsa. The Bach said that this Girsa we don't have in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, it shouldn't be here. His words, Liyolim, the Yaisim Yalma, no. So Gishu like this. Rabbi Yechon says like this. True, we're talking about now that this wood, the nest, came from the Atzei Asherah itself. And the same way the wood of the Hegdish came from the tree of Hegdish alone. So therefore, it's good what the Hegdish is also. But why by Asherah then is a Mutter? So Gishu should be, oh my Yates. What does it mean Yates in the Mishnah? It means Yates of Freichim. Not that the nest itself you could use. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the nest itself remains also Bano. Since the nest was made from the twigs of the tree of Asherah, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Nishtabra Meleh is still also. So these twigs, the nest itself is still also Bano. What does the Mishnah mean to say, Yates, you can knock it down and have Bano from it? It means the chickens, the chicks inside it. Yates of Rechim, if you knock out the Afrechim, that's what's Mutter to have Bano from. So, and the Gemara says like this, Omele Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yaakov said back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that he holds like this, Efreichim, the chickens, the chicks that you find inside the nest, can't become Mutarim. He like says no. They're really in both places, both in the Reisha, by the Elon of Hegdish, and the Elon of Asherah, in both places, when you have the nest on top of the tree, if there are chicks there ready, they were hatched already, in both the mutabano. Because the chicken, like, is not called part of the tree, since it could fly away, so they're called chicks by themselves, so by themselves are rather the mutabano. Bates him, let's say in this nest you find eggs, see holds, can't the kind of sum, both trees they'll be also. Because see holds, the pshat from the eggs are, the eggs, since they're needed to be there, like the mother has to still lay on them, so they need the nest, they need the tree, is like bottle to the tree. So therefore these eggs on top of the tree of Hegdish is like bottle to the tree, it's all simitan Hegdish. And the eggs that on top of the Yatzi Asherah is like bottle to the Yatzi Asherah, it's also because it's called like Yadin Anor from the Yatzi Asherah. But Amar Rashi, Rashi says, let's say you have chicks, no, the eggs are already hatched, but they're very, very young, they can't fly away, they still need their mother to take care of them, so then they like need the nest and need the tree, then the Lochuris can bait some dam in Echnami, then the Rosh Ksidah like baits him, and then both cases, it would be awesome. That's the way he learns. So still you have to know what's Taka Pshan according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you learn Pshan on Mishnah, what should be the difference? Like our Mishnah Taka says that on the top of the Elon of Hegdish it's also. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Beitzim. So in both cases, but the Mishnah does say then, Shebrei Shilon Shel Asheiro, it's Mutabano. So what's still the difference? So tell you something like this. Efreichem Kanvaka Matorim, tell you says, Pirish, Bein Bi Asher Bein Mishal Hegdish. In both trees, the chickens Taka Ramuta. Kivon Diyis Beruachayim, since they have life to them, for Yetzrich, they don't need their mother, Kavarash Besamech, and ever since that they can fly away, so they're not bottled to the tree, so both of them are muta. Aye, the question is then, why does the Mishnah say he can knock it away? Koi Yafreichim. It's going on the Yafreichim. Vuadin Gabi Hegdish should be the same aloha also. Hegdish also then the Yafreichim should be muta. Avolenenin, when the Mishnah says by Hegdish, on top of the tree you can't have a no, you have to say Koi Yakan. That's going on the nest, or else the Beitzim. It's going on the eggs. So, who Adin, Rav Taisa says, Gabi Asherah really would be the same halacha. So, according to the test of Rabbi Yechon, the Mishnah, it comes out a little bit modna. That the Mishnah just talking about two different halachas. That the Mishnah says, on top of the Hegdish Dika tree, it's also banam. It doesn't really, it means the nest and the eggs, that's all. They're needed to the tree, they're like bottle to the tree. But then, Echonami, the chickens though, the chicks, are muta. And after the Mishnah ends off and says the Bayat Sasher it's mutabanor, it actually means the chickens, the chicks that hatched already. So really, could have said the same halacha both places. It just changes around, but it could have been the same halacha both places. That plays this question. Time if so, if you might not let Tera Gabi Asherom, who told me a Surah Gabi Hegdish, if you could have had both cases in both ways, Sakam it says the Heter Bayat Asherom, and the Issa Bayat Hegdish could have both ways. Plays the Ashlem and Echnami. Lochi Tony, that's what the Mishnah said, Lenen Gabi Hegdish, Bishum the Boiler Misne Eimon, and what's the Hiddish? That even though you can't have a nor from the eggs, or from the nest, but you should know there's no Wissamila. Because they were talking about the Digdulim that grew afterwards. So that has no Wissamila. Omat is the Konikatoni Gabi Asherah, the teacher's the Afagab Davidovim Mias. Even though what Atzi Asherah, the Avoid the Zorah tree, is very Mias, Miyoi, Shushal Avoid Achavim, Vilawachim Shori Afroichim, Pano, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. So I would have thought the same, maybe with the Rabbanon they should ask even the chickens of it, even the chicks, even after the egg hatched already. I would have thought maybe with the Rabbanon, since it was on an Atzi Asherah, we should make it also Pano, Kamashlo, no, it's Takamutta. So according to Taisa, the Maskon according to Rabbi Yechon is, Rabbi Yechon Taka learns that we're talking about now that these branches Taka came off the tree itself. And therefore, the nest itself, Both trees are also really, because by Atzi Asherah, since he holds it doesn't come bottle by itself, so really the nest itself is also in both cases. Now the Mishnah is not talking about the nest, the Mishnah is talking about the eggs or the chickens. So in the ratio we're talking about the chicks, the eggs in the tree that's on top of the Hegdish, that's Tak also. And the safe one, it says in Smuta, it's talking about the Efreichim, that's talking about the chickens. That the chicks that hatched already, that's what's mutta bayatzi asherah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. According to Rosh Lakish, though, it's very good. According to Rosh Lakish, talking about, no, the nest itself. And the nest itself came off the wood that was from the tree itself. So therefore, by Hegdish Tak, it's also banor.
just as no isamila because it grew by itself. But that was Shlakish's svara, that the woods that were broken off in Eilov, that's his svara, that a guy thinks to himself, if this tree can't take care of itself with these branches, or the twigs that came off can't take care of itself, so it can't take care of me either. Therefore, the Mavat doesn't have an issa avoid the Zorah. That's what Rosh Lakish learns. When the Chamer, Rabbi Yochanan has to say this chilek, then no, we're talking about now only a chilek between the eggs and the chicks. Yeah. Let's tell you, it says, it could have said both ways, both, but one side is two chedush. Now the Mishnah says, Hagizborim Shiloku Eitzim. Let's say the Gizbor, that's the chief and the attendants there by the base of Migdish, the Gizbor. Let's say he bought wood, Shiloku Eitzim. And they bought wood, Mistama, to help build the base of Migdash. Rashi has the means they bought wood from the forest, Shechulin, the Tzorah, to make beams out of it using the base of Migdash. So it says here, Moilim b'yeitzim, there's nisamil upon the wood, the beam itself, but v'yei moilim loy b'shipuya v'loy b'neviya. When you bought, let's say, the raw wood, there's bark around it, that's the shvuya, what you have to stand, tear off or calm it or smooth it out. So that part was not Hegdish. Who did not in the branches or not in the via, that means the leaves. In other words, when Hegdish bought the wood, what they meant to use is the pure raw wood itself, like the beam you'll make out of it. But the side product that you throw away, that they never meant to be Makdish. Therefore, that does not have Kedusha. There's no wisdom either on that. How the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. You should know the Lachar is Boinin Bachoyl. Like when Hegdish goes to build something, to build the base of Migdish, he'll build there, the one in another room in the base of Migdish. So what Hegdish does is, they tell the people, come and build and use all chulnika stuff. And after the house is built, the room is built, then they makdish the thing. But not the pshat is first Hegdish buys the wood and makes the wood to Hegdish, and then they should build with it. We'll soon see why. My time, what's the reason the Gemara says? Man de misnadiv mois. When somebody is makdish money to Hegdish, so makdish lehu. He's makdish the money. Therefore, the fikach, Rimar says the Gishabi, the yama teichu kedushas mois abinyin. What we want to do is like this. After the house is all built, then we'll say that the kedusha and the money, that people makdish money, should go on to the house. The house is kaddish, now the room is kaddish, and the money is chulin. And therefore, v'yoyiv luliyum nebischorin. Now we'll have money to pay the workers for the work that they did. So, kids, when we first buy things for the binyan, we take it all a chulin and on credit. And later, after it's all built, then we take the money we have, the people of menadiv makdish money, and we'll mechalul the money onto the binyan, and then we'll have extra money of chulin here to pay the workers. And what then? We'll pay for the material also that was used for Hegdish. So that's Shmuel's halacha. That you first makdish the house, later after it's built.